It's Thursday, December 1st, 2016, and you're listening to Last Time on Video Games, the show about retro video games and sometimes some other stuff. You're listening to episode 168. F*** off, Flipper. Runtime for this episode is 55 minutes. Hello and welcome to Last Time on Video Games, the podcast just waiting for a gritty reboot of Flipper v. Lassie. My name is Jeremy.
I actually think 10,000 Fists was a pretty decent album. I'm Tyler.
I have that on my iPod. I actually have a bunch of Disturbed on my iPod. It also ties with Hammerfall and Nightwish, I think. No, I think the most Hammerfall. My name is Zach.
Banabanamanamanama. I'm Kevin.
I think I've heard that one. Kevin is joining us again and one more time after this because he's just the sort of guest, he says he's going to sleep on your couch for a week, and then 2 years later, he's still there.
This is my couch!
No, I'm the type of guest that brings the cot to your house. Oh, don't worry, I already have my own sleeping arrangements. I just need, you know, your inside.
I need your roof.
Actually, what's even better is, like, bringing a hammock and then, like, drilling into the wall and installing it in a stud.
Yes, that would be great.
Although, for whoever's house, you just drilled a hole in their wall.
Don't worry, guys. Now you can have a hammock here. No, I'd actually like one of those collapsible hammocks. They just generally don't make them my-sized.
All right. Today we're going to be playing Echo the Dolphin, the other flagship Genesis title. Guys, why did people like the Genesis?
Ugh.
I don't get it. Wait, how does Retronauts, which is another far more popular retro video game podcast, is always talking about how they get for not liking the Genesis? Who is giving them I don't know.
Not us, certainly.
As far as I can tell, there have only been three good games on the Genesis.
Sonic Mutant 2, League. Sonic 3, and Sonic and Knuckles?
So far.
Mutant League Hockey?
Mutant League Football, Mutant League Hockey, and Sonic 2.
I mean, Sonic 3 is probably going to be good. We haven't played it yet.
I've never actually played Sonic 3. I played Sonic and Knuckles, but I never played Sonic 3.
There's that one game.
Gunstar Heroes?
That one game.
Gunstar Heroes is okay.
I was actually going to say the Shadowrun game on the Genesis is pretty good, but I'd like the Super Nintendo one more.
I was going to say well-liked, but there's a big debate about whether Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis got the better Shadowrun game.
I mean, they're both pretty good. I will give them that.
Let's see, what else? Mortal Kombat was better on the Genesis, I guess, but was still Mortal Kombat.
It was more mortal.
They took
less
the fatalities
combat.
Out of the Super Nintendo version.
And the blood.
They just made the blood green.
I mean, to be fair, I can see all these super-powered individuals having green blood.
Nintendo was like, no, don't release that on our console.
Well, they had just smacked Sega with a legal battle and won, and they needed to kind of keep appearances up. I remember Night Trap. Does anyone like Night Trap? No, you don't.
Oh,
what's Night Trap?
I've heard of that. It's terrible.
One of the launch games for the Sega CD. It's a FMV game.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Where you're trying to save these college girls at a party from vampires who want to put collars around their neck and drag them off because that's as graphic as they could have been.
Slavery.
It's like Five Nights at Freddy's, basically, only you're spying on a college girl's party and it's vampires instead of animatronics.
This sounds like a much better game.
Does it, though? Does it really?
Did you ever play Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
I did.
It's really boring.
I mean, we could play Clock Tower sometime. I know there isn't an official release of it, but it's a good game.
We are due out for Resident Evil soonish. The newest trailer for Resident Evil, I think no subtitle, goddammit.
Resident Evil 1, again.
It's Resident Evil Biohazard. That way, Resident Evil is the subtitle in Japan, and Biohazard is the subtitle here.
Oh, I see.
So it's a little bit like the XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Sort of, yeah.
Well, no, because the game's actually called Biohazard in Japan, right?
Yes,
I'm well aware of it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it took
Steam
me a moment.
Steam kind of doesn't shut up about it.
What do you mean? Steam
everything that Steam is talking about Resident Evil, it's Resident Evil like 4/Biohazard 4.
Oh, okay,
weird.
Anyway, the new Resident Evil looks like it might be cool, so I might get it.
They're really good at making all their games look cool. They haven't had a good one since 4.
I think five and six look awful to me. So
you played 5. 5's not
that
bad.
It looked pretty bad to me. It was pretty boring. It wasn't like, oh my god, I want to shoot myself, but it was, I don't want to pay $50 for this.
Was it, oh my god, I want to shoot that zombie?
Kind of. It was, that zombie's over there. I guess I would rather shoot him than not shoot him and have my face torn off.
And Sheva, get over here. Why are you stuck on a wall again?
And Chris, your biceps. Are you hanging out with Goku again?
Although, when do you ever see Goku, like, curling or anything? Like, he does push-ups, I guess. Those
Goku
count.
Curling would be a really bad idea. He'd probably go through the ice.
Actually, you can tell that Goku stopped working out between Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, what are they
GT?
Called?
Super.
Super, thank you. Because he lost a lot of definition in his muscles and also his face and also his hair and his clothing.
What have you been watching / playing instead, Kevin?
Well, let's see. I just picked up something called Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartender Action.
Yeah, it's a pretty good visual novel.
Yeah, I'm really liking the music and the characters in it.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I might pick it up the next time it's on super discounted sale.
So it's spelled with a one, right?
Yeah, basically two
it's
weeks.
It's like two ones.
Yeah, it's very leet.
Yes, that's the game I'm thinking of, at least.
Speaking of leet, is there a Mega Tokyo game? Because I feel like that's a thing that probably exists.
I know there was one kickstarted. I don't remember what happened with it.
What's a Mega Tokyo game?
Mega Tokyo is a webcomic.
Oh.
And they kind of popularized leet, for me, at least. I'm sure it was around before then. Anyway.
So yeah, I've also been catching up on a lot of my other interests. A new book that I'm reading now, or I'm reading a new book that came out in the Lightbringer series by Brent Weeks. It's called Blood Mirror. I'm also getting caught up on all of my anime. All of my anime. So right now the new season's coming out and I've got a Crunchyroll subscription, so I just keep watching things as they come out.
So is there anything particularly good that's airing right now?
Let's see. There's Drifters. It's an anime by the guys that did Hellsing, and it's about historical figures. When they die, they get sent to this alternate world where they're pitted against something called the Ends, which are other historical figures.
But it's not really better historical figures.
Well, so the Ends, you have like Rasputin, Joan of Arc, and Anastasia. I forget her last name, but they all have supernatural powers. Yeah, that's it. Like Joan of Arc can light people on fire, apparently.
That makes sense.
Yeah, versus one of the heroes is Nobunaga, and he just seems to be like the regular Nobunaga. Like he doesn't have any supernatural powers, but he's, you know, the military genius.
What I'm thinking though is like, what happens if like some historical figure with like no combat, like John Lennon, just shows up?
So they're being picked up by this dude in glasses that's in this infinite hallway of doors.
Not a Valkyrie?
At a
G-Man.
Desk.
So it's basically the Matrix rebooted again.
Yes. Yeah, and the architect is picking people up to send them through doorways. And then there's also this evil woman who can turn the hallway black who's trying to fight this dude. And apparently they can't fight fist to fist. They're using proxies to do it. They're only like five episodes in, so there's not a whole lot
to be
explained.
So it's a Rita and Zordon situation.
Sure. That one's pretty good. There's actually a really interesting one, Yuri on Ice, which is an ice skating anime.
This sounds amazing.
The animation is actually fantastic. Like, that's one of the things I was reading a lot. A lot of people that do ice skating are actually applauding this show because they've done a pretty fair representation of actual ice skating.
It's relatively anatomically correct.
Yeah, they're like, this is actually what ice skaters, like, this is what their programs would look like. This is what they'd be able to do. You know, it's a bit fanciful, but it's pretty close. Although it does have to do with male-male relationships.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's something interesting.
Anything else, Kevin?
Yeah, so there is one more anime that I wanted to mention. It's Izetta, The Last Witch.
I've heard of that one.
The first episode of that.
It's very good. So it's a alternate reality, World War II, where they've slightly renamed some of the countries. So,
like Valkyria Chronicles.
Yep, Europe, or whatever they want to call it, is being invaded by the Germans.
Those Germans.
Yeah, the Germans.
Not but, even the Greemans.
The Germans.
Didn't even unspell it.
Yeah, it's the Germans.
Are they led by the Nazi party?
I don't remember. I don't think they've named it.
It's the Naughty Party.
But the story takes place in this small country that...
Belgium.
Probably. They have a witch. And as part of their history, they had this legendary defender called the White Witch. And the princess of the country is currently trying to get aid from other countries.
Is this a magical girl anime in World War II?
No.
Damn it.
I know. I'm with Jeremy. I wish it was.
In the name of the Alliance, I will punish you.
Imagine like Miss America as the Sixth Ranger coming in as the most powerful one. Who's just, yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine if Japan attacks Pearl Harbor and literally wake up a sleeping dragon. that gives Miss America her powers to go fight in World War II Magical Girl. Why am I not making this? This is all getting cut because this is too good to give away free.
I'm sorry, the symbolism there is breaking my nose with the weight of how much it's on it.
Anyway.
So yeah, this is more of a Studio Ghibli style anime. It's got that definite feel. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, the plot immediately sounds like a Studio Ghibli film.
Yeah.
Actually, completely random question, because people here watch anime probably more than I do. Have any of you seen When Marnie Was There? Because it's
what?
Like...
No.
It's like one of the few Studio Ghibli films I haven't seen, and it's sitting on a drive, but I just haven't gotten around to watching
it.
It's
pretty new, isn't it?
I think so. It does not actually have a dub, so...
The last one I saw was Ponyo.
I don't watch Studio Ghibli films. Ponyo.
I didn't think Ponyo was that bad.
Ponyo!
Like I told you I had Ponyo. Cancer. Anyway, anything else, Kevin?
No, not really. I've just been watching a lot of stuff, playing some more of that Valhalla bartender cyberpunk action. Cyberpunk bartender action, I think, is the name of it.
It is. It's very Metal Gear Solid.
Yep.
tactical bartending action.
Occasionally playing games of like League or Payday or something.
All right, so Zach, what have you been playing?
Hating Payday?
Yeah, it's true.
They broke their system.
They just broke your system with their game.
Which is the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can still play it.
Yeah, actually, though, it seems weird that they haven't optimized for Zach's graphics card because it's so ridiculously popular. I don't know, like, it probably represents 20% of their user base by itself. I have no idea how they managed to screw that one up.
Payday skews that high, like, specs?
Well, no, I just think that graphics card is so popular that...
It's not that high of specs. I could run it just fine with the 770 that's sitting over there. But when I upgraded to my new graphics card, they did something that screwed up
my specifically
system.
Higher-end graphics cards have issues rendering it, and lower-end ones are fine.
So
and I don't
somewhere
understand
along
this.
The
yeah,
line,
it's really
they
weird.
Screwed up in their coding, so it makes higher-end graphics cards chug to render it. So that's been pissing me off, so it might get relegated to the same place I put Mega Man 3.
Gemini Laser?
No.
Oh. Actually...
Broken Game can go fuck itself.
Yeah, Zach doesn't come up with clever things to do in the end, like Cinnamon Sins.
No. I do efficiency. So, I haven't been playing very much. I'm getting back into Fire Emblem.
Which one?
The most recent one, If.
If what?
It's the full title.
Yeah,
Fire Emblem If, or Fire Emblem Birthright / Conquest. I'm currently working on Revelations, so I have a bunch of characters from Nor and Hoshido that I'm pairing together.
I was going to say, you're just playing Cupid now, right?
Yes, now I'm just shipping a lot of characters.
Tsundere Girl you need to hang out with. Who would I pair Tsundere Girl with? I would maybe the leader of Hoshido. That seems like it would be funny.
I'm pairing the nobility with the Cross itself, yeah. Paired the War of the Taylor spear wielder with the knight, Benny.
I feel like that name is incongruous.
Benny?
Yeah, Benny.
Yeah.
Does he always triumph?
Not quite.
Damn.
Apparently he carries a lot of charms.
Monty Python?
But...
The Black Knight always triumphs?
Oh, I thought it was a play on the name Benny.
No, I was going off Black Knight.
So I've been working on that a little bit and still enjoying it. I mean, Fire Emblem's still a great game. I love that game. Speaking of Fire Emblem, did you beat the one on the Game Boy yet?
No, because there wasn't one on the Game Boy that I played.
Game Boy Advance.
Yes. I feel I've conquered it.
Did you get Jafar?
Yeah, I did, just barely.
Did you get the part where Elwood promotes to guy on a horse?
No.
I got a horse. Did you get to any promotions for them?
Yeah. Yeah, I have Great Lord Hector.
I no longer need any other characters.
Yeah, he's a rampaging death machine. I don't see why I should continue playing the game. He's done.
I have to make Nino evolve into Gyarados.
I never have used Nino because it's too much of a pain in the ass to level her up.
She needs like 3 levels. She just hangs out with Jafar. It's fine.
I also came across something that came out a couple of months ago, and that was the BattleTech pre-alpha footage that they showed at, I think, BattleCon or something like that.
I don't think it was BattleCon, but they definitely, they showed it at some convention.
And that made me even more excited for the game and made me lament the fact that it's coming out next year. Because
I mean, next year is pretty close.
My tactical BattleTech action now.
I'll give you some Doug Trios with perfect hair to tidy over in the meantime.
No.
I mean, you might.
I want my Marauder.
Next year is, you know, less than 2 months away. It's not that long at all.
Although, when
I
next year?
I want my Atlas now, because it's going to take forever to get here.
Just use Google Maps.
It's actually already on its way. It's just trudging its way.
No. They hot drop it in.
I am going to start putting videos back on my Plays TV. I just keep forgetting to turn that client back on. There'll probably be a link in there somewhere or other on the site.
To turn your client back on, it's just going to be like, users, if you want to watch Zach playing video games, click this link.
Don't do it. It's a trap. I'm far more interesting to watch than, say, you.
See, I like the idea of other people can turn his Plays client on.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That seems like remotely. A fun social experiment.
I know, right?
Twitch Plays Zach.
I used to have that setting in Steam, where if you were my friend, you could watch me play games because my broadcast was just turned on.
Yeah, literally any random stranger can watch me play games. I've had people drop in sometimes.
I've never
they
had that
never
happen.
Say anything. They just watch me. It's kind of creepy.
The only person I ever had to do that was Kevin.
Yeah, no, Kevin
I'm
drops
just
in.
Like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, to see what you guys are doing. Generally, it's, oh, I see you're playing Payday. All right, well, I also want to play Payday, but I don't know if you're doing a stealthy mission or a loud mission, so let's see what you're playing. Oh, okay, you're doing this.
But yeah, so I'm going to put that up on Plays.tv again. Still a great client once I got it fixed.
Wait, put what up on Plays.tv?
Other than that, like, beat Pokemon, but I think I mentioned that earlier.
You did.
I just wanted to make sure I got it done before Sun and Moon came out next week.
I actually just kind of, like, from when I accidentally popped X out of my DS, I just, like, the cartridge has been sitting in my bag ever since, and it just randomly fell out today. I'm like, oh, hey, Pokemon X, I should see if this works. Let me go grab my, oh, my DS isn't here, so. And then I haven't been home since.
Wah, wah.
So, in that case, what have you been doing?
Playing Pokemon X.
So it works?
No. I have not been playing Pokemon X at all. I have actually been playing Cave Story Plus.
What is that?
Aristotle's best friend?
Is that Plato? Plato's Cave?
It's Plato's Cave, isn't it? I always screw that up.
Aristotle wrote The Matrix. Plato
good try, though.
Plato's Cave.
Are you sure Aristotle didn't write Plato's Cave? That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's like an arcade Metroidvania, I guess?
That sounds pretty cool. Is it like procedurally generated levels or?
Nope.
So what makes it arcadey?
Most of the combat, like there are tons of enemies everywhere. Like, imagine if Metroid was also a side-scrolling shooter, and then you like stopped in towns to like have RPG-style chats with people.
Sounds like it just got better.
I mean, yes and no. Like, it breaks up the flow a lot, and like, I don't know. I'm not sure what I think about it. It sure is a game, and like, I see the themes they're trying to tackle, and
seems like you do know what you think about it.
Yeah,
it's a game.
Yeah, it sure is a game. I need to play more of it before I form a concrete opinion, because, like, right now, it's just kind of, it's mediocre.
That just means you're doing it wrong. Form opinions within 30 minutes.
Yeah, with, like, form opinions based on as little evidence as possible, and
exactly.
Then stick to them with irrational tenacity. Well, I mean, I'm a science tift, so I'm an empiricist. That's not how I operate. The strength of my opinions is roughly proportional to the amount of data supporting them.
Anything else, scientif?
Not a whole lot, actually. I feel like I've been watching something that's really cool, and I can't remember
Code Geass.
No.
Stranger Things.
No, I watched that a while ago, and I haven't actually watched any more Code Geass.
Luke Cage.
No, that's
Ultron
on my list.
Legendary Defender.
I watched the entire first half of Seraph of the End.
Don't know what that is.
That one's not bad.
Anime, and spent like most of it making fun of it because I was watching it with Devin and Cody.
It's actually an anime about Seraph fonts. And
actually, it's a human vampire war.
Wait, you watch Underwood? You watch Underworld, the anime?
No. Because this one's involved, has angels involved.
Hence the Seraph.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Although would the Seraph of the End be Metatron? Like, I feel like this is a spoiler. I would actually watch
part
Shippen movie. That sounds pretty cool.
I watched the first half of it. So I haven't finished it yet.
And it also doesn't finish at the end there.
Yeah, it's not the Seraph of the first season. Man, that's a thing that's like a video game. I've not been playing much, sadly. Work's been doing the whole, like, is work thing, so.
Shame.
Yeah, it really is. What have you been up to, Jeremy?
Pokemon. Catch 'em. Gotta all.
Hey, only, like, another week or
Caveman.
So.
Caveman. Say one word per sentence.
Actually, they probably had a much more complicated... Okay.
Did you check our emails? Because I wonder if anyone emailed in on our contest.
Oh, I forgot about that. I can check while you're talking. Go ahead.
So...
We have emails?
We do.
You don't. Well,
so
you do,
if you want to win a cool Volcanion that GameStop was giving away but are no longer, you can win one from us by shooting an email to ltovg@lasttimeonvideogames.com. telling me what starter I should pick when I play Platinum and what its dumb nickname should be.
Or awesome nickname.
Dumb Gary. Nickname would be way better.
Gary. That's not bad. Like, but is it a Turtwig named Gary? That seems right. Is it a Infernape named Gary? That seems weird. Is it a Piplup named Gary? I could see it either way.
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob the Piplup?
Yes. Meow.
But yeah, since I finished Heart Gold, I am playing Omega Ruby, trying to finish that up, because I'm so overleveled that my Azumarill just beat the Elite Four by itself without taking damage. Go Azumarill.
You're like, Azumarill, body these fools.
No, well, it is a thing where, like, in my head, I always imagine when I'm using something, like, yeah, Gardevoir, use Psychic. Yeah, Pikachu, use Thunderbolt. With Azumarill, it's always, Azumarill, beat the out of that. Because I usually use Play Rough, and the animation is it going up, and there's, like, cartoon punching effects, and then it goes flying.
That was actually one of the things I loved doing, was using Rollout, because I didn't have to keep inputting Rollout for every attack, so it was like, use Rollout, beat that guy up. And then hit that guy, and then hit the next guy, and then the next guy. Hey, look, I won. I only had to press one button.
But yeah, so I beat the Elite Four. That's about where I am. I got the soaring mechanic, which is pretty interesting. I haven't done much of the Delta episode yet, but I'm starting to think that Omega Ruby was a dry run for Sun and Moon in a lot of ways, because the soaring mechanic is very much like the Pokemon riding mechanic, and it kind of makes it so you don't need to carry someone with Fly in your inventory, because you can just call your Latias, even if it's not in your party, to fly you anywhere you want to go as long as you've been there.
I never kept a Pokemon with Fly in my inventory. I usually had one in my box, but I never actually carried it with me anywhere.
Yeah, I always carried mine because I was too lazy to go to a damn Pokemon Center to go get something out of a box.
My Gallade is Zenigata, who knows False Swipe and Hypnosis, which is always Zenigata because he's for catching people. Also knows Teleport, so I don't need to have a flyer with him because I can teleport to the Pokemon Center and get my flyer. But it's much nicer to just have the Eon Flute wherever I am, go doo-doo-doo-doo, and have Latias come pick me up. It's cool.
Hey, man, I need a ride. So basically, I drank a little bit too much. Come pick me up.
It's like the duck from Link to the Past, right?
I can't remember how many Pokemon I have, but I want to say about 280 more.
Yo. So I'm sad to announce that our collective inboxes are filled with nothing but phishing attempts.
How many Russian brides? Because I get those all the time.
No Russian brides anymore. Now they're all like, please see attached thing for thing that you clearly did not do.
Yeah.
And we will give you a thing.
All right. So yeah, if you want a Volcanion, email us or I'll give it to Zach or trade it for something. A Victini. I really want a Victini, guys.
The hell is that?
It's one of the mythical Pokemon from Black and White. It's probably my favorite of the event Pokemon. It's like this cool little victory spirit.
I love victory.
I also was like,
listen to Carpet Leaf.
Sweet.
I also
sweet
started
victory.
Decided I wanted a Living Dex 2 hours after it was no longer available from Mystery Gift, which makes it me want it even more.
You were just really bad at that.
Yes, I'm really bad at it. You have no idea. So yeah, that's about all I've been playing. Besides the assignment, Echo the Dolphin.
Don't play it. We're done.
You know what my favorite animal was when I was in the 90s?
Pikachu?
Shark.
Pikachu Orca? Is my favorite animal. Actually, it kind of was. No, dolphins. Dolphins is the answer.
Sharks.
Oh, no. I feel like they got kind of lame after a while. They kind of...
The hammerhead shark kind of jumped the shark for sharks.
Yeah.
I always liked great whites.
No, you were all about the Megalodon when we were kids. You would not shut up about that thing.
I'd believe it.
I played a lot of Odell's Down Under for a while, and like I kind of didn't like the Great White Shark because it was overpowered. It could eat literally everything. I'm like, man, being an apex predator is boring.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sure that's how
and
they
that's
feel
why
about
we
it
make
too.
Podcasts.
Yeah, the Tyrannosaurus Rex at least balanced itself by having no arms. It was like challenge mode. Can I be an apex predator with these? All right, so we played Echo the Dolphin, the other major Sega franchise. It's weird because this is a game that, like, my mom was really into the idea of because she likes dolphins, and I feel like it was marketed a lot, like, oh, Nintendo sucks, look how slow Mario is. Dolphins are cool, man.
And fast. Don't forget
blast
fast dolphins.
Processing.
This was such a bad game. Why did Sega even bother to make the Mega Drive or the Saturn?
The Mega Saturn.
Wasn't the Mega Drive after the Genesis?
Mega Drive was before the Genesis.
Okay,
Mega Drive is the NES equivalent. It's got Alex Kidd and Miracle.
So why did they... I thought that was the other one. The other one.
I can't think of the name of it.
Dreamcast? Not the Dreamcast. It wasn't the Mega Drive was what it was
the
called.
The Master System?
That's one I was trying to think of what it was called.
Yeah, because it was in the Mega Drive and the Master System and the Genesis, and I'm not really clear which is which, despite having played games on all of them.
I think Zach was actually right, now that you say all three of them in a row. Anyway, Sega, what you doing? Apparently not as good as Nintendo, despite your marketing.
Oh, God, the game is terrible. To start off, like...
Oh, I forgot to mention, Kevin and I saw Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Which I mentioned because it has a real cool visual effects, and while watching it, I was thinking, huh, it's really cool that I can tell what's going on, despite these trippy trapper keepers in the background. It's like a Sega game, only I can see where the character is and what he's doing.
Trippy trapper keeper? What?
There's, like, dimensions folding in on itself, and they...
Oh, okay.
So it looks very weird, but it was
You might
very
even
cool.
say strange. That's the show, guys. We'll see you next week.
That's also a thing I had trouble getting into because the main character is an asshole. His problems are caused because he's texting and driving at the same time.
He's even doing worse than texting and driving. He's trying to doctor and drive at the same time.
So he's Blackjack.
While passing in the oncoming traffic lane.
Not that Blackjack.
I'm not familiar with this character.
He's from an anime.
Oh,
manga. Blackjack. I don't think he was ever an anime.
I've seen an animated version of it, so.
I don't remember in the comics if Strange was, like, the accident was his fault.
I don't either. Also, Doctor Strange origin is boring, so Stan Lee didn't do it until, like, issue 12. Also, Stan Lee was so tired of doing origin stories.
Yeah, what is Doctor Strange's origin?
He was the best surgeon ever, but he was kind of an asshole, and, like, he did it for glory.
So, like Blackjack.
Yeah. Then he was in a car accident, and his hands were smashed, so he could no longer surgeon.
Okay.
And so medicine couldn't help him, so he climbed a mountain and learned wizardry.
What?
Like you do.
Yeah, seriously.
To heal his hands.
Yeah, he
was like, medicine will not help me, time for magic.
That's literally, he was trying everything, so he heard about this temple where people could heal injuries, so he went there, and they taught him how to be a wizard.
And he was so good at it, he became Sorcerer Supreme.
Well, man, I should have taken up wizardry years ago. All those years in med school wasted.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Although I imagine he also does, like, normal doctor stuff sometimes. Right?
Not really anymore. He's too busy being exposition guy. Telling people about why the Scarlet Witch has rewritten reality. Kind of being an Avenger.
Protecting the multiverse from the multiverse.
Fulfilling his place as Dr. Phil.
Yes.
You might say he's a sentinel of the multiverse, then.
You might. Just like Ekko the Dolphin, who's the sentinel of the ocean.
Yeah, I guess.
So this game begins, you're in water, and you have, I guess, three buttons. You can move around, obviously. You've got basically a swim faster button to hold down, a kind of dash attack that makes you dash forward and lets you hit things, and sonar Ekko, which lets you talk to things because you're a dolphin.
It also lets you create a map. If you hold down the sonar button, you'll bring up a mini-map.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Most people that played the game didn't.
That would actually be really helpful because it's really hard to navigate.
Yeah.
It's a shame it also wouldn't tell you what to do because the first screen will probably take you 15, 20 minutes on
I'm just saying,
to figure it out.
Maps don't generally tell you what to do. They more leave that up to you.
Yep.
They like give you some options and let you make some decisions with it.
Also, one of the dolphins you talked to was like, bro, how high you jump?
White dolphins can't jump, bro.
Actually, it's porpoises can't jump. Thank you.
So, yeah, you talk to some dolphins, you, like, go around, you get kind of bored, you try to figure out what to do, then you jump real high in the air, and suddenly the world ends, and there's a super vortex tornado hurricane.
And you're like, well, I can stop playing this game now. And then it drops you onto a second screen, and you're like,
I just spent a half hour learning how high I can jump.
So the major mechanics of the game, you have two, I guess, impediments. You have your health and your air. You're a dolphin, so you need air. You need to come up for every once in a while, which is actually, I think, a kind of interesting mechanic. It does the sort of Mario timer thing where it pushes you to go faster because you need to get to where some air is.
So here's one of the weird things about that, though.
Mario doesn't push you to go to air.
It makes you pushes you to go faster, though, through the level by having a time limit and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I was thinking of Sonic because Sonic actually does have air.
Sonic, ironically, has a count up timer. You can take as long as you want in Sonic, as long as you're underwater. You don't gotta go fast, actually. You can just kind of go at a leisurely pace, and you're okay. With Mario, you will just die of spontaneous combustion if you don't go. Anyway.
So the weird thing about Ekko is that the boxes for your health and oxygen are not the same.
Yeah, the more you have, like, the first box of each, like, has the most.
Yeah.
So like, so you can take like 3 hits on your first health box, but only 2 on the second and like 1 on the other 2. That's not actually right, but it's that's not the proportions.
That's
but
basically
that's
how it works.
What the hell kind of a health bar is that?
It's a Genesis game, Zach. They can't tell you what's going on. It's not allowed. It's in the handbook. Be confusing, convey no information.
It's cool.
But look pretty.
Yep.
Yeah.
The sprite work is fantastic.
It's a shame the controls are garbage.
See, I don't actually have much problem with the control. It feels like you're in a water level all the time, which
they're
maybe not the best, but...
So the controls only check the D button input every 8 frames, I think is the statistic, so it feels very sluggish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you play it on a Wii, you can't actually use the control stick like a control pad, unlike every other game, which it'll just map because of that.
I played it on the little handheld that we got a while back. Remember those guys? We mentioned them a while ago.
Yeah, that's
And oh my god, was it crap.
So this is kind of a puzzle navigation game. I want to say it's a Metroidvania. Do you get enough power-ups for it to really be that, Kevin?
No, you really get like 3, I think.
I feel like one of the hallmarks of Metroidvanias too is backtracking.
Okay, and these are stages that you go through. It feels kind of Metroidvania-esque, though, with the puzzles.
Like,
that's kind of what they were going for.
I mean, you technically backtrack, because eventually you go back to the second level.
So, really quick, just remember this. They're making a sequel to Blaster Master, guys. I kind of liked that game.
I did, too. That studio made a bunch of stuff. They made a Batman game that's supposed to be really good that I owned, but don't remember being able to play. Anyway, you're trying to navigate to the end of levels, and the things in your way, there are jellyfish and, like, things that you have to use your attack. The attack animation, it's not the animation, the attack isn't very good, and the,
it
like...
It does home. Like, it will home in on targets in front of you, so you don't really have to aim all that well.
But if you get right in front of them, it doesn't really work, and this game has that bad thing where your hit invincibility lasts just long enough for you to be hit again.
Yeah.
You don't have any hit stun, so you never get stun locked. But it's real dissatisfying to get hit by the same enemy 6 times.
Yeah.
So, like, the main obstacles are these crystals that stand in your way, and you have to touch identical crystals so you can blast them out of the way with your echo. It kind of is just like a Zelda key system, except for in Zelda, it makes a cool chime and celebrates when you get a key.
And the key does not look like the door.
Yeah, that was a little confusing.
Stupid. Here's the key. Oh, sorry, this is the door.
And it's
I found the key. No, I found the door again. God damn it!
This game is just real hard to figure out. We talk a lot about that video about Mega Man X's tutorial and how it's so intuitive and that's great, but these game designers really need to watch that because there's just no figuring stuff out. The doors and keys look the same but don't interact the same way. You have to echo the doors out of the way. You have to touch the keys. So you can be, like, echoing a key and not knowing what's going on.
Yep.
Also, the dialogue
in this
game is very, it is a terrible night to have a dolphin curse.
And it is like, a terrible night to be a dolphin.
You're mashing the button because you've probably seen it 3 or 4 times while you're trying to figure out what to do.
So I watched the speedrun of this game, which has some cool tricks. So the glyphs that block your way will push you backwards. But they push you backwards regardless of which way you're actually facing.
Yep.
So the speedrun trick is to turn around right as
okay,
you hit the
key
glyph.
That's kind of great. Okay.
So it pushes
we gotta go as fast as we can and turn it the last second. See, that sounds like a great premise for a game.
Yeah, it's actually really funny to watch them kind of like they like shake their way past the key glyphs without finding them because it pushes you backwards regardless of which way you're actually facing.
Yeah, whatever backwards is, when really it should just push you away from the crystal.
Yeah. Yeah, it pushes you backwards rather than away from the crystal. So that's how they do their speedrun.
That's quite clever.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch.
I don't know why they put level 7 after level 3.
I was going to say one more thing before we go more into that. So this game also has the puzzles just seem kind of inconsistent. I got to one where you have to kind of push this shell into some boulders. It looks like you should be able to go through the boulders. But I had no idea. Like, this shell doesn't look like it's a boulder breaking.
No, and I accidentally
invisible
did that.
Walls.
What about invisible walls?
It's kind of what it is. You should be able to go past them, but you can't go past them until you do the specific thing you're supposed to do to get past them.
But it's a visible wall. It's a thing of boulders. It should look more like a door.
Also, one of the things you can do is hit the boulders with another boulder to cause that to fall off.
But
The one that's really weird is there are, like, sea anemones that you can push with your sonar power, and those will break the boulders. That seems the weirdest one to me.
But this, like, shell, you had to push it off like a cliff.
Yep.
But then you had to catch it while it was going down and push it again.
Yep.
And I would have never figured that out if I didn't look at a guide, because I was just like, come on, I have to be dumb. There has to be something I'm missing.
This game is ridiculously hard. That's not even one of the hard puzzles.
It's like the definitive game for guide, damn it.
Yeah, I was going to say, even games like Monkey Island, where you're like, I gotta tape this pineapple to this switchblade. At least you have a pineapple and a switchblade, and you're like, how do I get through this with a pineapple and a switchblade?
I was
this game and you can't even see what the objects you're supposed to be using are.
I was thinking more along the lines of we ribbed Ogre Battle 64 for having a lot of guide dang it stuff in it. But the base game is not consistent of guide dang it.
Yeah, for 90s RPGs, we're literally trying to sell you guides, though. This game is just being obtuse. It also doesn't have a save system. It at least has a password system. So that's almost as good.
After you press start, you access the password system by going left instead of right.
Which is weird, because how are you supposed to figure that out? It's probably in the instruction
booklet. Did it by accident. I thought, oh, there's two openings here. So clearly I must have to go left in order to trigger something, because that's why any game has an opening to the left.
No, just Metroid. They figured it out. I guess also Super Mario World kind of has that you can go left or right, and left goes to optional stuff.
And yeah. Kind of makes your journey easier.
Yeah.
It's not quite more Fall Caliber.
All right. You want to talk about the story of this game, Kevin, since you are blessed with its knowledges?
Yeah. So the story I have garnered from a speed run, so I've missed out on some of it, but I do get the funny things.
Oh, man. I have a great Wikipedia extra when you get to the time travel part.
Yeah. So
this game has a time travel part. It's about a dolphin trying to find other dolphins. Why is time travel? Anyway.
So yeah, right at the start, you jump up into the air and some kind of hurricane thing takes all of the sea life in the area that you're in up into it. So Echo is left alone. So he goes on an adventure. He finds a false killer whale, right? Is that the name of them?
Yeah, false killer whale.
Yep, he finds a false killer whale that tells him he needs to go find Big Blue.
Who is a blue whale.
Not the F-Zero X level?
Yep, who has knowledge about this vortex phenomena that will help him find his pod, because that's what he's trying to do, is find his family. So you navigate your way into the Arctic to where Big Blue is hiding, and then okay. He tells you that this phenomena is called by the Vortex, an alien race that shows up every 50,000 years to take all the sea life.
Wait, what is Big Blue?
He's a blue whale.
Not a creature that lives 50,000 years. Go on.
Yep.
And also a creature that I don't think lives in the Arctic.
I don't think he does either. But well, that's, way, that's
why
where
he lives there. Because it slows his metabolism.
I'm not sure if he's lived 50,000 years or he's just part of a long line of blue whales that have been passing down this knowledge.
These are blue whales.
A great
oral
tradition.
So anyway, after you meet Big Blue, you have to go to Atlantis to find the time machine there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
And you activate the time machine by shooting your sonar. It's like these two paddles that are opposite one another. You shoot your sonar at one, it bounces in between, and you start spinning, and then you travel back in time.
I mean, to be fair, is that really sillier than the Flash treadmill?
No. You go to Atlantis, you travel back in time to the Cretaceous period? I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, I think it's actually the Cretaceous period.
You travel back in time where a helpful pterodactyl helps you get around the level. So
that's
that
my favorite kind of pterodactyl.
Yep, so that you can go find this weird DNA thing. This is part of the reason I'm not...
Apparently the asterite, and you need to acquire a globe from it for some reason.
So it's not...
I'm not sure why, because, you know, the speedrun skipped a lot of this.
It's not the little DNA guy from Jurassic...
No, not presentation. Not that. Not Clippy the DNA helper.
Yeah, this is like a giant double helix full of globes that shoot lightning at you while you're trying to steal one.
Quote from Wikipedia. After receiving the globe, the asteroid grants him the power to turn his sonar into a deadly weapon.
Yep.
And also regenerate health, I guess.
At least the sonar mechanic becoming an offensive move makes sense to me gameplay-wise.
At some point, you're able to pick up a power-up that allows you, when you use your charge move, and then sonar after it, that becomes a weapon. And then later on, when you do this asteroid thing, your sonar becomes a weapon, and you need that to progress through the next levels. So anyway, you go pick up this globe from the asteroid. You then travel back to the present to give the globe back to him, so that you can then be sucked up when the vortex come to take your pod, so that you can go fight the vortex.
Yeah, little do they know, when harvesting all these harmless dolphins, that one of these dolphins could shoot death rays from his...
Well,
mouth.
Clearly, I mean, you always got to be careful of the dolphins and death rays
coming from their mouths.
Dolphins and Death Rays sounds like an interesting tabletop game.
So
it's actually not that bad.
So after you get sucked up, you go through these two extremely hard auto-scroller sequences. The first one is you're swimming up a tube that has stuff falling down, as well as, like, lightning projectors on the sides of it.
That's how I would deal with a death ray dolphin.
Like you do.
And as you move up, you start moving faster, and this is at the point where your health regenerates, which is part of the only reason you can probably beat this section. After that, you enter a level called the Machine, where the screen, there's like a bunch of pipes and various things in your way, and alien drones coming after you, and the screen moves in odd patterns. So this is another auto-scroller section that is extremely difficult, because unless you know where the screen's going to take you, sometimes you could just end up dead because you get caught in a corner that you didn't know was going to be a corner.
Auto-scrolling sequences should always have the screen going in the same direction.
Yeah, this one goes in random directions.
I can see it going back and forth on like a ship or something like that, but I don't think you want that with any sort of traps in it.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like it does. I know you didn't see Paranormal Activity 3, Zach, but a major part of that movie is a camera on a tripod, so you're only seeing certain parts so that they can do stuff with the parts you're not seeing and build dramatic tension. I can see turning that into a game mechanic, but I don't think that... Like, auto-scrolling levels with traps like that, I don't think are good.
I mean...
Unless there are clear warning signs for the traps.
Like,
there
are bright yellow.
Or, like, you've done a section like this before where the traps were non-deadly.
Yeah, no, this is, like, you can get caught in a room that has an exit, but all of a sudden the screen starts scrolling away from that exit, and you can't leave it anymore, and you're like, oh, now I'm gonna get crushed.
Yeah, that's some we need your quarters, but yeah. This game is a console game. Don't put quarters in the Genesis. As bad as it is, it does not require quarters to operate.
So yeah, then, or after you make it through the machine, you fight the Vortex Queen.
Like you do.
Yep.
Which is just like an alien. I've seen that final fight.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a xenomorph.
Okay.
It really does. Only they're green instead of black. And then after you fight the Vortex, you manage to save all the dolphins and head back down... Where then you can talk to the dolphins and eventually they start giving you the credits.
Hey,
what happens
eventually
if you get all the Chaos Emeralds?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
That was a Sonic. You get a different ending if you get all the Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah, no.
Also, a game that ends with you saving all your animal friends from.
Oh, another thing that I forgot to mention is while Echo is in the Cretaceous period, he convinces the ancestors of the dolphins to go into the water. Which seems hilarious. So Echo is the time paradox of dolphins.
So this game's plot is ridiculous. How does it compare to something like Psychonauts that's got this funny, well-written thing? A lot of it is kind of just stuff pulled out. Because this game seems like they're just throwing stuff out, and some of it's okay. Like, Twist Aliens is kind of cool. It gives you something to fight. But
yeah.
A lot of it just seems like, yeah, I don't know. Phil said you should go back in time from Atlantis.
Time travel plus aliens equals
Doctor
mess.
Who.
So if they weren't trying to be serious, then this probably would have worked out well.
Wait,
but
they trying to be serious? I don't think they're trying to be serious, bro.
I'm pretty sure they're actually trying to be serious with this. So
it's pretty silly.
It seems really silly and hilarious, but I don't know if at the time it would have. I think it just would have been like, wait, what? What? Why am I going to Atlantis and now there's like teleporters and I'm traveling back in time and now I've been picked up by a pterodactyl that apparently doesn't want to eat me and will instead take me to the part of the level I need to go to.
I mean, fair. I don't see pterodactyls eating many dolphins.
That's because there weren't any at the time.
Yeah, also that.
But I mean, this pterodactyl is big enough to pick you up and fly you around. So
he should, by all means, pick you up and go, ooh, dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen eagles tackle goats off of cliffs.
All right, any final thoughts on this game? I think it's awful and you shouldn't play it. Oh my
Definitely
god,
not.
Sega. Who bought a Genesis? Who? What did they like on it? I don't...
Mutant League Football and Mutant League Hockey and Sonic 2.
Do you remember when Game Theory was doing like the Versus thing for a while?
Yes, I do.
And they like brought up all the lists of great Genesis games. And, like,
and none of them were.
And like, these are major hits against the like Nintendo library. I'm like, no, they weren't, guys.
I mean, they were at the time because people were dumb and liked Mortal Kombat.
It wasn't even on the list. They had
but
Comic
people
Zone.
People like these games.
Golden Axe.
I don't know why.
So I recommend, if you thought this at least sounded somewhat interesting, just watch the speed run.
Avoid it.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to try to, like,
play this game.
Vortex it, and that doesn't make any sense.
We gotta hurt you.
So, at our website, www.lasttimeonvideogames.com, we have a list of all the games we've played from best to worst. At the top is Chrono Trigger, a much better game with time travel in it. At the bottom is Phantasy Star 2, a game that wouldn't surprise me if it had time travel in it, but I didn't get that far.
Does have aliens, though.
It does. It
doesn't
does.
Have dolphins.
In the middle is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater again. Although it feels weird saying that for some strange reason. don't worry, kids. You'll never get that joke. So I seriously want to compare it to Monkey Island for a start, because the, like I said earlier,
what?
The way you progress in it feels like it's very Moon Logic-y puzzles. And like the plot feels like it's just this ridiculous thing. But I feel like Secret of Monkey Island does both of those things better.
Yes.
Yeah, because at least it's trying to be funny.
Derpy Pirate, better than Dolphin.
Well, that's because Derpy Pirates have swords so they can stab dolphins.
Derpy Pirate also had dialogue. Terrible dialogue, but dialogue.
I mean, technically so did Echo the Dolphin.
Okay, another game on the Genesis, Earthworm Jim. How do we think it compares to that? I hate that game.
I actually like Earthworm Jim better.
Yeah, so do I. I hate this game more. Earthworm Jim's, like, weird, kind of funny stylings at least had some... Alright, I can see how they could have charm, even though they have none for me. How do you think it compares to Comic Zone, that great Genesis hit?
Does not have persistent damage in order to attack things, Echo.
I mean, that's, like, one flaw of Comic Zone. Overall,
it's
I actually
a significant
think
flaw.
I mean, it only happens like twice.
It is a flaw, but at least it's fun to fight stuff in Comic Zone.
Yeah, that was going to be my argument, is that Comic Zone is like...
So it's so entertaining to kick the sewer grate open and burn half your health doing it?
No, but that's like about as frustrating as being lost in Echo, and this has parts where you fight weird comic book monsters at least.
And Comic Zone at least looks cool. It's got a neat aesthetic. There was like nothing going on in Echo the Dolphin.
It's very blue.
Yeah, it is very... If you like blue, if you find blue a soothing color...
That's only that first level section. Now, a lot of the time you do spend underwater where it's blue, so...
Go figure.
Welcome to the Genesis.
So yet another Genesis game, Alien Storm, that kind of side-scrolling beat-em-up that also had first-person shooter parts. Alien Storm wasn't very fun, but it did engage me more than this.
I was actually going to say Echo, because it's like... It's an interesting concept. I like the movement mechanics more, but I'm already outvoted at this point, so.
So the final Genesis game we have to compare it to, way down at the bottom, Golden Axe. How do we think it compares there?
Man, that's actually kind of a tough one.
Golden Axe has cooperative play, and the side-scrolling beat-em-up gives you more stuff to do right off the bat.
I feel like Echo's works better.
The potion system, though...
Like, I had more fun playing Golden Axe with you than I can ever conceive of having playing Echo.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like Echo is a better designed game overall.
I don't know that it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that, but I'm having a hard time justifying the statement.
Echo tried more. Golden Axe is this very safe side-scroller, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it doesn't even rise from the grave.
Yeah, but maybe Echo feels like nothing to me. Some hot nothing.
Golden Axe had the ease of play, I think would be the better way to put it. Because you know where you're going. Where are the bad guys coming from? Go right. There you go.
I mean, I would like to specify that that's not necessarily a bad thing. The problem is I literally thought Echo the Dolphin was a sandbox game for a while.
What I mean is, like, there's no having to hunt down for the crystals that look exactly like each other to figure out which one does what.
Yeah, I guess, like, there were some actively bad game design decisions made.
Yeah, but the act of looking for the crystals is just a different game mechanic than... I just want to
put that
out there.
A thing where you're looking for keys to open doors, it's the same mechanic, but it's presented a lot better, right?
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying, just because it's not, you need to go right, exploration is most of this game.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. Zach's always kind of down on that. But I agree, the exploration is done so poorly here that I think he kind of accidentally has a point.
I don't accidentally have a point. I like exploration where it is actually, you know, useful and needed. I play Doom. You have to find keys in Doom. It's one of the first games that involves key hunting.
I guess it doesn't reward you for exploration very well.
No.
So
how do we think it compares to Phantasy Star 2? a game with some ambition. It's got a story. It's got characters. So does Echo the Dolphin. But at the same time, like, these dolphins don't have any visual distinction between them, whereas all the Phantasy Star 2 characters, like, their anime faces are distinct. I probably couldn't recognize them, but if you're like, I'm going to shoot you tomorrow unless you pass the quiz on what Phantasy Star 2 characters look like, I would only have to study for maybe 20 minutes.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you also only deal with those dolphins, like, for the first 5 minutes and last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and then there's this pseudo-killer whale that you talk to for a minute.
False
and then
killer
a,
whale.
Yeah, then there's a blue whale, and then there's a pterodactyl.
And also some sort of future tech DNA machine.
I don't know that Echo is worse than Phantasy Star, because Phantasy Star was actively kicking me in the balls.
Yeah, but
Echo
like,
was
like
inactively kicking
potential.
Me in the balls.
Yeah, but I feel like that's at least someone's fetish. Echo's not doing
okay.
anything.
That's
I mean,
not what I was
I'm sure
for.
Dolphins are somebody's fetish.
I'm just like, do we really think that Echo the Dolphin is worse than Space Harrier?
I do, honestly. Space Harrier, like, at least I got to shoot things in.
I forgot Space Harrier was on there.
You get to shoot things in Echo.
Yeah, but like with my Echo thing, and like I never got to the point where that hurt people. And, like, the feeling of, like, ramming my nose into enemies was never satisfying, and it mostly just hurt me. It took me a while to figure out that was an attack, because so often it would just kind of fail.
I kept running into walls with it.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I guess.
This is just, like, a maze game that's not very good, I feel. And it's so poorly presented to you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really mount an
I would rather, like,
arguments?
Grind in Phantasy Star 2 to get more powerful to beat the next boss than just sort of swim around in circles, hitting everything, trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, I guess that makes sense to me. I'd rather be actively doing something with regards to my next goal than trying to figure out what my next goal is supposed to be.
Are you actively doing something, though? Because you basically hit a button and it auto-fights for you, and then, like, eventually...
But I've made that decision that I want to grind to complete the next section of game, where in Echo I'm like, I don't even know where the next section of game is.
Like, even with a walkthrough, I found this game confusing and hard to navigate.
Turn left at the blue corridor.
You're going to have to take a right down there at the corner. You'll see a guy in a yellow poncho. His name's Hank.
I mean, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it, but like, I'm looking at all the other games on the list, and I really can't say that it's better than any of them.
Yeah, that's my problem, too. I wasn't expecting to put this at the bottom, as boring as I found it. But I've said again and again, being boring is a game's worst sin.
I didn't think it was going to end up down here either, but it apparently managed the unthinkable.
I mean, Super Empire Strikes Back at least had Star Wars.
Yeah, and, like, riding a Tauntaun, that's kind of cool, right? So, like, do you want to mount a defense, Tyler? Because you're the one who feels uncomfortable with this, but it feels, ugh, to me.
My problem is I can't, because I actually think Phantasy Star 2 had more going for it, but, like, I don't feel like this game is that bad.
I'm kind of uncomfortable too, but that's just because this couch is not comfortable.
Maybe it's actually the couch and not any moral quandaries. So.
All right, I'm hungry. So Echo the Dolphin goes at the bottom of our list, number 177, below Phantasy Star 2. All right, guys, I'm sorry I picked that game for us, because I picked that game and someone else did not
pick
that game.
Totally not my fault.
So, Zach, what are we going to play next week?
Well, I can top that. We're going to go with Donkey Kong on the Game Boy, because I knew that game existed.
How did he know that game existed? What is motivating that decision, Zach?
Because
Wikipedia.
It's there.
We have Wikipedia.
It is there, and he's got to keep his 3DS warm because he's done with X, and Sun and Moon won't be out yet.
He's been playing Fire Emblem.
Yes.
Weren't you listening?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he was.
That
oh,
thing.
Oh, well.
Well, whatever. I'm still going to try out the Donkey Kong game on the Game Boy because I liked the first one so much.
Yeah, so next time on Last Time, monkeys or something.
This has been a production of Last Time on Video Games, copyright 2016. All the video games and other media mentioned within are copyright their respective owners. Past episodes and other information can be found at www.lasttimeonvideogames.com. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us by email at ltovg@lasttimeonvideogames.com. We're also on iTunes and would really appreciate it if you left us a 5-star review. Podcast over. You have to go to the start screen and load your last save again.
Ah, yes, the ever-powerful gauze rifle.
We did not lose that conversation.
I will hurt you.
I'll be fine as long as you're using a gauze rifle.